Breakfast with Martin Pastor.
12:06. You know what? Let's chat about that elephant in the room. Not that you can see it because the lights are on.
It's time to get up. With Martin Pastor.
Load shedding. Just to get the load out quickly on the line, our independent energy expert, Ted Blom. Morning, Ted. Morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us so early. I just quickly want to get the lowdown from you. People are taking me out because I said it's got something to do with wet coal.
Yeah, that seems to be a problem, part of the problem. It seems to me there's been a confluence of events in Eskom, something that one would normally hope wouldn't happen simultaneously. They've had wet coal, they've had conveyor belt failures, they've had feeder failures, and they've had flooding.
Sure.
So the wet coal, I think, is part of the corruption at Eskom, if I have to pinpoint it. And I really rack my brain as to how the hang it can happen all the time. And it seems to me that it's part of the corrupt procurement at Eskom. Fine coal is normally limited to 10% of coal delivery worldwide on any order. You don't allow for more than 10% fines, because fines are a problem in terms of logistics. They clog to conveyors and they wet and so forth. It seems to me Eskom's are buying excessive fine coal, and they're paying the premium price for stuff that has no commercial value. And that is part of the corruption, because that allows for bigger kickbacks.
So, sorry, you keep using the word corrupt. Why would there be a corrupt purchase of the coal? Are they paying more for the coal than they should?
They're allowing more fines, which have no commercial value, to be part of the delivery, up to 50%.
Is someone else then pocketing, obviously, getting more for something that's less valuable?
Absolutely. So companies, the corrupt people, parties, are getting more money for stuff that they normally wouldn't be able to sell or give away. And the parties that are lying, they're obviously getting kickbacks to allow it to happen.
It's quite a claim. How can this still be happening, though? They know that all our eyes are on them, and the president even said, you know, we have to turn this thing around. They're committed to making it work. How does it still slip through, though, allegedly?
Because to the normal layman, coal looks like coal. It's a lump of dark stuff in big stockpiles. They're still talking about stockpiles that are 7 rugby fields big. You wouldn't normally pick it up unless if you do sampling.
So you get the big chunks of...
No sampling takes place at Eskom because they're buying the coal, which they're not prepared to do.
What is the... wat is hier voor uitzicht? What does it look like for the rest of December? I mean, I know there's rumors going around about Stage 8, whatever that may mean, and this and that, but we're back to Stage 4 today. What do you think? Is going to get better when the rain stops, or what?
Well, it's going to take them a while to recover some of the boiler leaks. From what I understand, Eskom's lost 6 units due to boiler leaks. And that normally takes a week to recover. If they can do them simultaneously, it'll be a week of severely constrained systems.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people must be silly. I mean, at the end of the day, it's no use feeding the rumor. But yeah, it could take about a week before they can show any major recovery. Hopefully the flooding will subside. I'm not sure why there is flooding, because normal housekeeping would make sure that you keep all the drains and stuff clean. And where this excessive flooding has come from, I'm not sure. I'm not in Gauteng or Mpumalanga at the moment, so I'm not aware of exactly how severe the rainfall has been.
No, it's been pretty severe. Tell me something. So you would say that recovery after a week from now, back to normal for the rest of the December?
No, it wouldn't be back to normal, but I think it would be back to level 1 or 2.
Yeah, okay. All right. So it's not going to get much worse than it is right now.
It'll take a while to get better, and it'll get better in stages. It's not going to happen overnight.
Yeah.
And hopefully we don't have any further failures. It's just an insecurity constraint, yeah.
Just quickly before I let you go, sure. We've got a new guy who's heading up Eskom. How do you feel about him?
Yeah, but he wasn't hired to fix Eskom. He was hired to do the unbundling.
He was hired to what?
To execute the unbundling.
So are you...
breaking up of Eskom.
Oh.
He's got no chance. He's got zero chance. Let me be unequivocal about that. He's got zero chance of understanding and getting into grips with the fixing up of Eskom.
Sure.
Not within a year, we're not within 6 months, and possibly, the minister now has been in control for nearly 2 years, exactly 2 years, in fact, next month, And he's still learning about what's going on at Tesco.
Yeah, and the new guy doesn't come from an energy background.
Or engineering background.
Or engineering.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like you have much faith in him to turn this ship around.
No, because I don't think that's his job. I think the mandate he's been given is you need to unbundle Eskom by a certain date, and that is breaking it up into the four unit generation, transmission, distribution, and the controlling unit.
Oh,
that's his mandate. You know, I all thought that he was hired to fix Eskom. Nobody's come out to correct us. But if you think logically, bringing in a lawyer of all people, who's got no engineering background,
nothing,
or qualifications.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't be normal to expect something like that to fix up the most complex engineering company on the continent.
Thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Thank you very
much. You're welcome.
Cheers, bye.
Right. Cheers.
He doesn't mince his words, as you can tell. Ted Blom always calls a spade. He is our independent energy expert, spent many, many years within Eskom, and has become quite a harsh critic. Having said that, he calls it as he sees it. Quite a couple of things there to think about. But I think the most important part is that he reckons we can get it manageable, under control, in about a week or so from now. So if you're experiencing hectic stage 4 and even stage 6 yesterday, it should get better. Here's hoping.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Elke ochtend is een vrij lekker ochtend.
6 to 9 weekdays on Jacaranda FM.